The time is 3:04, coming up on 3:05 p.m. You are listening to AOOP 91.7 FM, Hornsby, Austin. Or online at KOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show. I'm David Hatta.
And I'm Mac Blake. Oh, yeah, sorry.
I'm sorry. This is the fastest 45 minutes in radio. Mac, go!
Okay, yeah, thank you. Sorry, I missed my cue completely. That's right. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's show, the phone number is 472-5667, 472-KOOP.
You look a little apprehensive. Am I doing something wrong here?
It just seemed the bed music seems a little loud, but I think it's my headphones. I'm not used to these over here.
Yeah, it's super loud in those.
These headphones are like really well designed to where I can control the volume on each like phone.
Oh,
like
nice.
The left and the right has their own volume dial. But I don't know if but while I'm wearing them, I'm twisting them different directions. It's a kind of a hard visual, but
I can't hear anything.
They aren't made well, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Whereas I don't have fancy headphones and I'm using sort of my other senses. I'm like a daredevil in a sense. No pun intended.
Oh, I'm glad because that was horrible. So, David, how's it going?
Oh, it's going great.
What'd you start out the show with?
Oh, we started the show out with the Rolling Stones off the Let It Bleed album with Monkey Man. And I chose Monkey Man today in honor of an American legend famous for his role in Planet of the Apes, the passing of one Mr. Charlton Heston this past weekend.
That's right. Charlton Heston, famous for being an activist, as well as an actor. He did a lot in this country for gay rights.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. Charlton Heston, gay rights activist. I know that the National Rights Association, the NRA, is going to be definitely going to be hurt by his passing.
Did you say the National Rights Association?
Yeah, gay rights, civil rights, human rights, that kind of thing.
No, Mac. He was not a gay rights activist. In fact, he wasn't a rights activist at all. NRA stands for National Rifle Association.
No, this is a different NRA.
No.
How do you explain his career?
What do you mean?
I mean, come on. Are you serious?
I'm quite serious. I want to know what you're talking about.
He had all those openly gay roles.
Like what?
In Planet of the Apes, he played that gay astronaut that landed on that planet of straight apes.
I don't think you got the message of that one.
Yeah, that's why they treated him so badly.
Because he was gay.
And they were straight. And a little homophobic, you know.
No, I got to call you out on that one. I think you're wrong.
I think I'm right on this one. What about gay Moses in Ten Commandments?
I don't think that's right either. I don't think that's right at all.
What do you mean?
He wasn't gay. He was just straight Moses.
Why do you think he left Cleopatra at the end?
I don't know.
I think, wait. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Cleopatra.
Are we on the right track here?
Yeah, he was gay Moses. He went to the desert for a while, and he never got laid because he was gay. And no one else was at the time.
Right, yeah. There was that whole part. I think the second part was the more important part. But then the first one might not have even existed.
All right, you confuse me, but all I know is that, you know, keep wishing on that rainbow, Charlton Heston.
Yes, may you rest in peace wherever and however you are.
That's right.
472-5667, 472-KOOP. How are you today, Mac Blake?
I'm doing good. Got a good show lined up for you today.
Yeah.
I think I'm under that impression.
No, I agree with you. In many ways, or in one way in particular, we're kind of like the mall.
How are we like the mall?
We also have a hot topic.
Oh, that's right. This is the show that put the topic on the table.
That's right. We're opening the phones to the community. We want to hear what you have to say about anything in particular. But if you don't have anything in particular to say, why don't you play a little game with us? Mac, you want to tell them about the little game? While you adjust the levels on the...
It's on my headphones, I swear.
You better, baby.
I'm going deaf over here.
You want me to change your diaper?
These headphones are loud. No. Yeah. Stop teasing me. That doesn't make for good radio.
I don't know. Maybe if I jingle these keys at you.
Hey.
So easy.
And then after the show, I'll name shapes. Today's topic. This is your topic. You should introduce it.
Oh, that's right. It is my topic.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
What are you doing? It's weird. We've switched sides for the show, and I'm a little thrown off.
Yeah, we swapped roles in the studio, so I am behind the board. I feel like I'm running the show, when in fact I am.
And I have nothing to do with my hands, so I'm just clapping.
But in fact, in many ways, you're just clapping away.
Yep. All right, so what's the topic?
Oh, thank God you left those thunder sticks in your car. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to tell a little story first before I put the topic out there.
All right.
I was last week as we were leaving the radio show.
Yes.
We went to a local barbecue establishment right off of 360.
We're not going to say which one, but it was Rudy's.
No, it was. Yes, it was Rudy's right there on 360. And for those of you who have been there, you know they have little speed bumps, and you know they have little ridges that separate their parking spaces.
Yeah, there's an entrance that's, because Rudy's is kind of at the bottom of a hill.
Yes.
And so one way to enter is you drive down the hill.
Right.
And they have parking spaces on either side of the drive. But to make these parking spaces level, each parking space is like a little plateau.
Exactly.
Almost like steps, if you will.
Yes. Almost like some sort of water distribution system in the olden days.
Yeah.
So I'm driving through the parking lot, and I see the main speed bumps in the middle of the road. And I think to myself, you know what? I'm going to Hollywood this one. I'm going to avoid those speed bumps. But in doing so, I managed to drive over every single one of those raised and lowered parking spaces, therefore making my trip exponentially worse.
So to avoid going down, hitting like what, one speed bump?
A speed bump, yes.
You basically drove down, drove off of 20 curbs in a row.
Yes, exactly. It was like the streets of San Francisco by the end of it.
Wow.
So I finally pull off onto the street where it's nice and smooth again. Mm-hmm. Kind of have to catch my breath. I'm a little embarrassed. And I said to myself,
yeah.
And here's the topic of this week's show. God, I hope nobody saw that.
God, I hope nobody saw that.
472-5667-472-KOOP. Do you have a moment, or have you had a moment recently where you said, God, I hope nobody saw that?
Call us right now, 472-5667-472-KOOP. Have a little conversation.
Yeah, we'll do a little back and forth.
I get that feeling a lot when I rent movies.
Yeah.
Like, I'll go in and I'll rent Van Helsing. And I'll be like, God, I hope nobody sees me right now. Just my copy of Van Helsing.
Yeah, that's
on
a tough
Friday
one.
Night. Mac, what are you doing there? Oh, just got a date with one Mr. Hugh Jackman. Gotta go home and fight vampires.
Yeah. Because maybe there's
go ahead.
Maybe I don't want to watch the entire remake of The Getaway. Maybe I just want to see two or three scenes to jog my memory and tell me that it was a bad movie. But I shouldn't be condemned for having to rent the movie, and I shouldn't have to do this walk of shame. There should be like a corridor that you could go down in a movie place, movie store. What do you call those places?
Video store.
Video store. Thank you. There should be a corridor you can go down for shameful rentals.
See, I like what do you call it? The local places. Usually, you don't get the box.
Yeah.
So if I want to tell someone I'm renting, Marathon Man.
Yeah.
With Dustin Hoffman and Larry Olivier. Oh, I'm sorry. Sir Lawrence Olivier, as other people call him.
Yeah, that's so weird that you call him Larry.
I call him Larry. You know, whatever.
Friends with him? Or?
Well, I wouldn't say friends. Pen pals, more like it.
Oh, okay.
Back in the, you know.
When I was about to say, because he's been dead for many years.
Well, when he was alive.
Oh.
He also part of the National Rights Association.
Is he now?
Yep. And let me see. Yeah, I want to say I'm renting that. I don't have to admit that I'm renting Banditas.
The Salma Hayek Penelope Cruz.
Yeah, or as I think Banditas is Spanish for all those eggs in one basket. If you know what I'm saying.
I don't.
Demographic wise. 472-5667, 472-KOOP. It's Mr. David Hatta.
Yes, sir.
Was your car okay?
It was fine. I was surprisingly embarrassed by it, though.
Did your car ever bottom out?
No, it did not.
Like a lowrider school bus?
No, but it really felt like at one point I had like this mind transference where I actually thought I was going over some rapids.
Mm-hmm.
And I might have actually said to myself, oh, I'm going to drown. But I was driving in a parking lot.
That doesn't make any
but
sense.
But it felt like rapids. And I thought I was going to drown. Because I am not very bright.
I guess not. That's you're quite surprising in that way.
Yes.
Oh, man. Did you see the, you want to talk about the Daily Texan?
I want to talk about the Daily Texan.
Or do you want to talk about this?
Ooh.
The One World Theater.
You know what? Let's talk about that. It's right in front of us. I hope they're not an underwriter.
One World Theater?
Papa Chuck, is One World Theater an underwriter?
I don't know. I I only know 98% of the underwriters.
Okay.
Could be in that 2%, I don't know.
Yeah, we're going to risk it anyway.
Let the record show David refused to move away from his microphone, so
that's right.
Chuck could be heard in it.
Papa Chuck had his time with Yay God. Thursdays from 2 to 3.
That's the subtitle of the show, dude.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Well, the guests who are going to be there.
Yeah, they are.
American Woman. Wow. Oh, my God. So playing at One World Theater, Sunday, May 11th.
Oh, keep in mind, this is a flyer promoting their upcoming season.
This is like a fold-out flyer that has, let me see here, 6 fold-outs. I think David thought it was like just a sheet of paper folded in half, because with each extra fold, he was more and more stunned.
Yes.
At the horribleness that it revealed. He's like, ah, ah,
ah. It was like being introduced to 4 different worlds of discovery at once.
He was really close to blacking out. Keep in mind, folks, if you want to call in any time, have a little conversation here. 472-5667, 472-KOOP.
We're playing God. I hope nobody saw that.
I hope nobody saw David gasp when he's looking at this One World Theater thing.
And I would like to tell you, on the cover, there's like a, it's like a, what would you call that, a mosaic? Not really.
Yeah, I wish I knew that artist's name. It's almost like
Different blocks, different boxes, each featuring a different performer that is going to appear at One World Theater during this coming season.
It's like the cover of your Grey's Anatomy DVDs.
Exactly.
Which I know we all have and enjoy.
Or the cover of the movie Heist. The David Mamet movie with the... All right. So each box...
No more sidebars on the radio,
Dave. Sorry. Each box has a different performer in there. I noticed... Off the top, you know, very first.
Yeah.
There was the guy who was the lead singer of Vertical Horizon.
Wait, that's not who you noticed first. Who's
that's right.
Who's this smiling customer?
I noticed Sinbad.
Sinbad.
In a big old box in the corner, smiling away in his Nehru jacket, just waiting to tell you stories about airlines and women with big butts.
Do you think he's got a part of his show where he gets serious and talks about Phil Hartman? I'd like to see that.
I think he has a part of a show where he gets serious and passes around a hat for people to put money in.
Oh, okay.
So I noticed Sinbad and I was like, oh, I got to see what else is coming up.
Uh-huh.
That's when I noticed the guy from Vertical Horizon. Although I didn't know who he was standing next to.
Until you flipped it open and then you saw...
An evening with the guy from Vertical Horizon. What's along with Richard again? Marks.
The guy from Vertical Horizon is... his name is Matt Scannell. And he's wearing a t-shirt with mm-hmm. really short sleeves. And he's got his arms crossed. And it almost looks like he's doing that thing that we did as kids where if you want to pretend like you have a big bicep, you get on the inside of your arm and just push up your loose skin. So it looks like you got a huge muscle. I'm doing it right now, David.
Yeah, you got a big old muscle. That's perfect for the radio.
It almost looks like that. That's what he's doing to make his bicep look bigger.
Okay, I would like to read.
Please go ahead.
I would like to read to you. The listening audience.
And everyone who goes to the show, you automatically qualify for today's topic, which is, God, I hope nobody sees me do this.
I didn't.
I hope nobody sees me go to the Mother's Day concert.
Yeah, I didn't notice it says the perfect Mother's Day concert right next to it.
Because my mom likes to be seduced by Richard Marx.
My mom likes her ears to bleed. So, Grammy-winning singer-songwriter-producer Richard Marx teams up with Vertical Horizon's lead vocalist-guitarist Matt Scannell to bring One World Theater an acoustic evening with classic rock hits. Okay, so right there, classic rock hits.
All right, let's count them off.
I don't think any of those 3 words apply to their music.
Richard Marx, how is that rock?
Yeah.
I mean, if I'll say, you know, okay, Vertical Horizon was not my definition of rock with their one song.
Yeah.
But I would say technically, if I had to file it, I'd put it under rock.
I would go rock pop, but I would still, rock would be a part of that.
Are those ever different sections at like Best Buy or anything like that?
No. It's all rock pop.
Okay,
but I think that's appropriate mm-hmm. to file it under. Both artists will be performing Richard's hits, including "Endless Summer Nights," "Don't Mean Nothing," and "Right Here Waiting," as well as those of Vertical Horizon, including "Everything You Want." Now, first of all, it's not including everything you want; it's everything you want,
including those of Vertical Horizon, consisting of everything you'd want.
So that also makes me wonder, are they going to... Okay, because at first it said classic rock hits.
Yeah.
Are they going to cover other songs, or are they going to do their respective catalogs?
I guarantee you there's going to be at least 2 covers.
Okay.
And one's going to be a Bryan Adams song.
It's not a cover if Bryan Adams is there.
Hey, look who's joining us, pull him on stage. Let's do that song from the Disney 3 Musketeers movie.
I can't stay for very long. Those hot dogs won't sell themselves.
No. Bryan Adams has got some cash, unlike Richard Marx or Matt Scannell.
Yeah. So I feel bad, because actually I feel bad for people who are going to see this, because they listed pretty much every song that you know. Like, are you going to have to sit through an hour of deep cuts? Like, like B-sides off the Richard Marx catalog?
If you can name another Vertical Horizon song and actually sing it, give us a call right now, 4725. Actually, know what? Don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, turn off.
Because you know what? I really can't verify that.
If you can name another one, go ahead and click that radio off.
Maybe switch over to something else.
Yeah, to Crunch 92.2.
Yeah, or Thunder 102.
Thunder 102. Yeah. Oh, the Sunken Valley station?
That's right.
What's that cop station in Sunken Valley?
You know, I don't really remember what that's called.
I catch it every now and then. It's really weird.
Yeah. The chief is on there a lot. Chief Spelchnik?
Yeah.
I don't like him. He's a very...
He threatened to plant PCP.
He's a very...
At your residence.
Yes. Yeah. I don't like him at all.
Yeah.
I forgot about that part. Now I remember I don't like him at all.
How did that ever come about?
Hell if I know.
Oh, really? Okay.
So let's see. What else is going on in this season of One World Theater?
Let me ask you this. Are you sure you want to... Do you want to give more publicity to One World Theater?
All right, fine. I won't name them.
All right.
You know what? Actually, let's take a break real quick. Let's pay some bills.
Okay.
We'll come back. We'll play some more, or maybe some. God, I hope nobody saw that. Maybe we'll talk about some unnamed theater that we just talked about for 10 minutes. And we'll have a little bit more. Mascot Wedding Show. Right after those. Okay, sorry about that, folks. Now we're back. And you're listening. There's the call again. This must be important. Hang on 1 second. KOP, you're on the air.
Yeah, are you still playing that game?
Yeah. We're still playing, God, I Hope Nobody Saw That.
I got one.
Okay, let's hear it.
God, I hope nobody sees me call your stupid radio show.
Okay. Do you not like the show?
No, I mean, you want people to call in, but then you're just nothing but mean to them when they do call in.
Well, I'm sorry. I mean, you know, we sort of, you know, we play it up for humor, but really we're just trying to open up a dialogue with the community. We're just trying to get the phones ringing. We're just trying to talk to people like you.
Yeah, but no, I mean, you want people's texts, and all you do is make fun of them.
I don't really think so. I don't think we make fun of them.
That's all you do. That's all you do.
Well, I'm sorry.
Okay, well, I'm gonna hang up and listen to your response.
Whoa, wait a second. No, you don't have to hang up. This isn't like you don't have to do your. This isn't a take. You know, this isn't like sports radio. This isn't like the Sports Moose where you call in and splash a take or whatever they call it. No, I want to talk to you.
Well, it doesn't have to be sports radio. Any other radio station does that too.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, you call in anywhere else and you ask a question, or you get in and you hang up, listen to the answer. I was just doing what you do normally.
We don't do that normally. We try to talk to people who call in. I'm sorry, I didn't even get your name. Could I get your name, please?
Why do you want to know that?
Because I want to have a dialogue with you, and I'd like to know your name so we can talk together.
That's just, I don't, all right, well, it's, I don't know if, I mean, it's Luther.
Okay, hi, Luther. What part of town are you calling from?
Well, see, I don't know if I want to give you this information.
Well, why? Why not?
Well, I mean, I don't know if I can trust you. I mean, this is on the radio. My voice is going out over the air.
See, look, I don't mean to be rude. I really don't, but this is kind of what bothers me, like... You call up, you know what the show is about, you know that we're an open phone show, talk to the community, but then you're all defensive, and you won't tell me your name, you won't tell me where you're from, you won't have a dialogue with me.
Hey, hold on a second, I got a turkey cooking, hold on.
All right, he's got a turkey cooking.
Please join us.
So you're listening to the Mascot Wedding Show, apparently we're talking to Luke.
Okay, that turkey's good.
All right. So, what is that in the background there?
I'm listening to some TV as well as your show. I like to have the TV on and the radio.
Okay, so you're not really paying attention to me. You're not really paying attention.
No, I was paying. I was. Well, the last thing you said, I missed.
The last thing I said. I was saying that we're. I'm sorry. You're listening to the radio and watching TV and calling me, but you're getting after me.
No, I feel like
you're being mean to me. You're calling up my show and attacking it.
I just said you're mean. That was my take. And now you're asking me all these questions. I don't know if I can trust you with the answers.
What do you mean you can't trust me with the answers? I'm just trying to have a dialogue with you.
Well, who are you?
I'm the host of the show. I'm David.
Yeah, but you're not some kind of authority.
Well,
the other radio shows, they have hosts and they have, backgrounds and, they know what they're talking about because they have experience.
Well, like, what other shows are you talking about here?
Like, I don't know. What about the big guy?
The big guy. I'm really not familiar with the big guy.
Rush Limbaugh? I mean, the man, he's had, like, a long political career.
No, he didn't.
Pretty sure he has. Yes, he has.
No, he didn't have any political career. He's just a guy who got on the radio and started talking about politics.
I'm pretty sure that he was a senator from a smaller state.
No, I guarantee it. He was never in any sort of political background.
Or what about, you mentioned earlier, sports radio. What about Jim Rome?
Jim Rome? Okay.
Well, he has had a lot of experience being a professional athlete.
No, he has not.
Yes, he has.
What sport did he play?
One of the smaller sports, probably lacrosse or something.
Are you guessing?
Well, I mean, they wouldn't put him on the air. I mean, because you don't trust people with your name that just don't have any sort of, authority.
No, this is radio. You can put whoever you want on the air. I'm not saying you're an authority.
There are laws against that.
No, there aren't laws against that.
Well, there should be. So you have no business being on the radio.
Okay, fine. Look, so you want to call up and attack me? That's fine. But I forgive me for attacking back because I think it's kind of rude and I think it's kind of insensitive to call a show that we work very hard on.
Oh, I'm sorry, Princess Radio. What did you want me to do?
I don't know why you have to call me Princess Radio, first of all. And second of all, I want an engaging conversation.
Well, that won't work.
Why not? It's talk radio.
Yeah, but, you got to talk about something. People give their takes, and then you talk about it.
No, we don't have to do that. I want to hear what you have to say. Look, can we talk? Can I talk to you?
Yeah, all right.
All right, Luther. What part of town are you from?
See, I don't know if I can trust you with that.
Oh, this bothers me. You're calling
right,
a talk
well,
show.
You, know
you don't want to talk.
Sunken Valley.
Okay, you're from Sunken Valley. It's a great part of town. It's a great neighborhood. I, too, am from Sunken Valley. What do you do for a living, Luther?
I'm a paver.
I'm sorry, you're a what?
A paver. I pave roads,
Oh, okay, you pave roads. You're a paver. Okay, I'm
sorry. Part of a road crew, yeah.
Wow, okay. Do you do a lot of work in paving?
Yes. Why do you even ask that?
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be rude, but especially Austin, Sunken Valley, those aren't really the best paved roads in America.
Oh, geez, here we go.
Well, no. I mean, look, if you love your job, God bless you. I don't mean to attack you, but I just happen to notice that the roads aren't really well paved around here lately, and I just want to know if you knew anything about that.
Well, I know that I'm sitting on top of a paver for 6 to 5 hours a day paving those roads so people like you can drive around on them.
Wait,
without saying thank you.
No, well, thank you, but I would thank
you're
you
welcome.
Even more. Oh, right. I would be more sincere with my thank you if the roads were actually paved. And you said you only work like 6 hours a day or 5 hours?
5 to 6.
5 to 6.
Unless it's a Friday and it'll knock off early.
Okay, well, you don't put in like a full 8-hour day? Shouldn't you be putting in a full day and getting some more roads paved?
It's hot out there.
It is hot out there, but it's also your job.
Well, I lost my sun umbrella.
You had a sun umbrella when you were paving roads?
Oh, you want to tell me how to pave roads?
No, I'm not telling you how to pave roads.
Oh, suddenly you're telling me how to pave roads. I don't call up and tell you how to do your radio show.
Yes, you are. You're doing that right now. You're calling to tell me how to do my job. I can't sit here and criticize your job. How do you like it? How does this feel?
Feels fine to me.
Okay, well, fine. Why don't you get back to paving? Why don't you get your little buy new sun umbrella?
I'm on my late afternoon lunch break.
Your late afternoon lunch break. How many lunch breaks do you have?
Well, I just have the one.
You just have the one. Okay. What?
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
And from what time to what time is your lunch break?
Twelve to four.
That is a 4-hour lunch break each day. And you said, okay, so you said you're watching TV and listening to the radio and calling a radio show right now.
Well, I turned the TV off after my turkey was all right.
Oh, of course. Oh, and you're making a turkey, too. I forgot.
Well, I'm in the break room.
You're in the break room. Shouldn't you be out in the city paving roads?
I'm on my lunch break right now.
Yeah, but that time could be better spent. You really don't need a 4-hour lunch break.
Listen, buddy, you don't tell me how to do my job.
You don't tell me how to do my job.
You know what, though? Hey, where do you work, pal? What do you do for a living?
When I'm not doing this show, I work at Austin Hammock and Futon.
Austin Hammock and Futon? The one over on Jefferson?
Yeah, we had to move to Sunken Valley. I can't get into it because, well, long story short, we lost our business license and had to move out of Travis County and into Valley County.
Well, how'd you like it if next time you try to go to work, you can't because someone paved over your car?
You're going to pave over my car.
What time do you work there usually?
I work a 9 to 6 just like everybody else.
That's great. I can go there on my lunch break.
Yes, your 4-hour lunch break. Are you really going to pave over my car?
Maybe I'll pave over something else.
Like what?
Let's just say that you wake up one morning and... you can't move because you're under some pavement.
Oh, so you're going to pave over me?
No. I'll pave over a coffin with you in it.
All right.
Still alive.
So you're going to bury me alive and then pave over my coffin.
Mm-hmm.
And you said your name was Luther?
No, you said that. That was a fake name.
Okay, well then what's your real name?
It's Jen. No, it's not.
So, I'll just keep my eye out for this big paving machine.
You keep that eye out, you're going to get an eye full of hot asphalt, buddy.
I'm sure I will. You know what? I'll keep an eye out for you. What is... Did you turn the TV back on?
Yeah, watching some news.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I boring you?
A little bit.
Well, nobody's keeping you here.
Well, you'll be Captain... Some gravel. Oh, gosh.
Oh, struggling. It's not so easy, is it?
Yeah, whatever. I'm going to pave you.
All right, fine. You know what? You want to pave me? Fine. I dare you to.
Consider yourself paved.
All right. Yep. And I think he hung up. There he goes. So, great. I've been threatened. So, if I go missing, start looking under fresh asphalt, I guess. That... was not a pleasant call. That was a creepy, disturbing look into I guess our audience. I guess these are the people who listen to us. All right. Well, it is 3:37 in the PM. You're still listening to the Mascot Wedding Show. Mac, what the hell? What was that?
Do we have a topic?
Yeah, our topic was God, I hope nobody saw that.
Man.
And so, God, I hope everybody sees that guy attacking me with his paving machine.
I don't think it's going to happen.
You don't think so?
No.
Is that guy all talk, or?
Well, I mean.
I'm legitimately concerned now. I don't
think he should be.
All right. I guess I won't be then.
Yeah, I mean, Austin Hammock and Futon is on a hill. It's real hard to pave uphill.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Plus, I mean, the roads in Sunken Valley are so horrible, I don't even think they have the money for that.
But that's what I'm saying! He should be out paving those roads!
Yep. 472-5667, 472-KOOP. Anybody wants to call in, yak at us. While David adorably presses buttons. Press one more time. There you go. Yeah.
I'm king of the phone lines.
Out of the park.
So the topic is, God, I hope nobody saw that.
Mm-hmm.
I have another one.
Be honest.
I was going to save it. But nobody seems to want to call 472-5667-472-KOOP and share with the community, so I will throw another one out there. Mac, as you know,
I
fancy myself to be a bit of an entertainer. I think if somebody were to walk into a room, let's say like a slappy pinch bottom.
Yes.
And then I can entertain him, maybe make him laugh a little bit. Unfortunately, however, I took this to the stage the other day, and I did an open mic stand-up show.
Comedy?
Comedy, yes.
Doesn't seem like your kind of thing.
No, it is not. I was way in over my head.
Where did you do this?
This past week, I did it at Cap City.
Uh-huh.
The week before that, I did it at Velveeta Room. I was drunk both times, mm-hmm. and full of nerves and grain alcohol. And I forgot everything I was going to talk about.
What's a drink when you're doing a little stand-up?
You know what? I play it safe. I go beer.
Do you like... let me ask you this.
But before I get to the comedy show,
uh-huh.
I'll drink whatever's there.
Okay, gotcha. Do you have like a signature drink, or do you like mixing it up?
You know what? I've kind of strayed from my signature drink. I used to be a whiskey man for a very long time, but kind of stayed away from that for a while.
Did you ever get to a point where there would be a situation in which people were drinking and someone would already know what you were going to order?
Where if somebody's getting around and they're like, hey, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? Oh, I know what David wants.
Yes.
Yes.
Like my mom, when we're at a restaurant, always looks at me and she's like, Dr. Pepper, right?
Yeah, that era was called my 20s.
What was your drink?
Whiskey and Coke.
So were you doing this before the stand-up?
No, I was just doing what it was.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, I was just doing a random generic beer.
Okay.
That I don't hope sends me cases.
That's right.
For free.
Or a generic beer not endorsed by George Clooney.
Yeah, so I don't know if you've ever done stand-up. I don't know if you've ever stood on stage and talked in front of people.
I don't really care for microphones.
You don't strike me as somebody who cares for that sort of thing.
No.
But, you know, you sort of work it out in your head. You sort of recall what you're going to say. You sort of, you know, you get your set down. The second you step on stage, however, it all just sort of dribbles out your ear in this fine, thick goo. And I stood up there. I forgot what I was going to say. I mumbled. I stumbled. I sort of fidgeted with the mic a little bit, like, I can't get this out of the thing that holds the mic. I couldn't even think of what to call it. A mic stand.
What's your microphone holding style?
I'm sort of like Henry Rollins.
You wrap it around the hand?
Yeah, I do.
Were you also on stage wearing nothing but like shorts or whatever?
Shorts and tape on my ankles.
There you go.
Yeah.
As if you just walked out of the Octagon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because that was my shtick. I was like the Octagon comic.
Oh, okay.
I wanted people to know that this was my dojo and I'm ready to teach classes.
It's like you fight in UFC.
Yes.
Ultimate Funny Championships.
But it doesn't really work when you're sort of Rollinsing it up and you go out there and you tell jokes about, like, airline food.
Because
mm-hmm. then the intimidation factor sort of wanes.
Actually, like, you know what? I think that would work. I think you just screwed it up.
$4 for a Sprite! Yeah. That's ridiculous! Doesn't quite work.
I'm going to knock your teeth down your throat like a sack full of bloody chiclets. Here comes a joke.
You know what? Maybe I'll try that then. Maybe I'll try that the next time. In the event there is a next time. Oh, it's 3:41 in the p.m. Slappy Pinchbottom has walked into the studio waiting patiently for Slappy Pinchbottom's odd preoccupation. Would you like to play a little game, Slappy?
You don't want to know the things that I don't want people to see me do.
All right. You can't even give me like a G-rated version, maybe PG-13 at best.
All right. Let's see. I guess the PG version would be... Okay, so the flying pig princess,
a bar?
She had troubles in her tummy. No, actually, there's no way I can do it. There's just
wow, your life is so full of ribaldry. And
that story started out like a Jefferson Airplane song. The flying pig princess. Yep. All right. Well, be sure to stay tuned for more of that great kind of stuff on Slappy Pinchbottom's odd preoccupation. Yeah, there you go. The next show on the new Power Thursday lineup. For podcasts of this show and other stuff, you can go to mascotwinning.com. Isn't that correct?
Yes, that includes archives of past shows and information about Mac and myself.
What about this show? You think we should archive it?
Ooh, Lord, no. This one's getting left on top of my car. And I have every intention of bringing it in, but I'm just going to drive away.
Oh, no.
I'll let the other cars drive over it.
Like, I see that I sit down, and there's a CD of this show on the table and a coaster, but I go ahead and not see that coaster, if you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean.
I turn the CD around, shiny side up.
Maybe we'll close out a song. We'll close out with a song that'll lift our spirits a little bit. Maybe end on a high note. What are we listening to?
Bills of Spill. Not going to work. Yeah, we're going to go out. This is Built to Spill, The Plan, off of their album Keep It Like a Secret, which is something you should do with the show. Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Mac.